Good afternoon. It is Matt Skywatcher with WildCountry.fm. It is Friday afternoon. So that must mean that we are chatting with Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country for Wild Country Connects. Ray, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Just when you thought you were done with me, I'm back.
He's back. I guess we can't get rid of you that easily, huh?
Oh, no, and hopefully you do walk away every week with something in your head that you're like, those two are right. I really do need to start paying more attention to that. And if we help one person, hey, we've made the difference, and that's all that we can do.
So what are we making a difference about today, Ray?
Let's be honest. When it comes to health, when it comes to emotions, when it comes to sitting down and talking about things, you and I are a little bit behind the curve compared to our lady friends. And we have to admit that. And it's okay. It's okay. I get it. You know, it's always been that way, and we got to lay that out on the table, which is why there's a whole month and actually a week, which was this week, that is dedicated to raising awareness about men's health.
Oh.
Now, this doesn't just mean that it has to be directed at you and I and all the other men listening to the show. Ladies, we need help. We just do. We're so much less likely to reach out for help. So that's why these awareness months and week activities for men are vitally important, and it's part of the reason, let's face it, some of it's biological, but part of the reason that our average life expectancy in the U.S. is about 6 years less is because of that, because we're not getting in there for those screenings mm-hmm. as often as we should, and mm-hmm. things aren't being caught as quickly, as they could be, and you and I talk about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Those things are so important when it, can improve long-term outcomes. Top six causes of death for men. We've talked about all these a number of times over the past couple of years, so we won't spend a ton of times on it, but the number one is still heart disease. It's the leading cause of death among men. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. We spend time talking about the risk factors: cholesterol, blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, smoking, inactivity, so on and so forth. Cancers, and we all hear about a lot of the cancers, and I think obviously prostate cancer is probably one of the biggest ones that come to mind that is obviously focused on men, but there's other things as well, like lung and colorectal, liver and pancreatic cancers. Also, we have generally higher levels than women. Unintentional injuries. This one always kind of jumps out at me. It's actually number three on the top six list here, if you weren't keeping count. Includes motor vehicle accidents, workplace injuries, overdoses, and falls.
Oh.
We account for a higher proportion of these fatal injuries than women. Then we get the stroke. And again, we talk about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much that we have more, if for some reason our stroke risk arrives earlier than it does for women. So that's where a big difference is there. And again, we've talked about the warning signs, but let's hit them again quick. Remember FAST: face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty. The T is for it's time to call if any of those three present. Diabetes, number five. And chronic liver disease and cirrhosis. That rounds out your top six of the diseases that really are a big spotlight for us to put out there when it comes to men's health.
Well, those are the big six.
They are. And look, again, remember to eat healthy, eat as healthy as possible. That doesn't mean you have to live on salad. Really, you can have a steak from time to time, just not four of them a week. Be physically active. Try for, start small. You don't have to jump into, like, major physical activity. In fact, they would prefer to see you work yourself into things. The sleep, get your 7 to 8 hours. Quit laughing. That's what we're supposed to get. Give it a shot. And we'll put a big bullseye on it again. Get your routine screenings and exams. And, again, talk to your provider. And again, if that's somebody with Community Health Center of the North Country, great. If it's one of the other providers in the area, that's okay too. Talk to them, because your situation may be unique and they may want things to be different, but the guidelines still pretty much fall into place that once you get to 50, make sure you're getting those prostate cancer screenings every year. Make sure you're getting your blood pressure monitored. Make sure you're getting your cholesterol checked. And don't forget about your mental health. We say it all the time, right? A healthy body takes a healthy mind. A healthy mind takes a healthy body. And again, since we are less apt to reach out and say, hey, physically I'm okay, but mentally I'm not with it. Something's wrong. We're less likely to reach out for help. So don't forget that. Put it into the mix of things you should have checked. I hope I'm around. I mean it, and I mean that literally. When the day arrives that an annual visit to just check in on how you're feeling mentally is just part of the normal schedule, and it's not looked at that way in America yet. We've come a long way, but we need to get there. There's nothing wrong with it. We're all human. We have issues we have to deal with. Talking to somebody once a year is not going to hurt you. It can only help you. So, guys, let's do our part and stay as healthy as possible by sucking it up and reaching out and asking for help when we need it.
Let's do it. He is Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country for Wild Country Connects. Ray, thanks for joining us again.
Appreciate you letting me in, as always.